Welcome to another episode of Hot Genius Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Modafari. And so let's just jump straight into this episode, Lazy Girl Guide to Discipline. So I know that if you're here, that you already are disciplined, but there's a but. Isn't there always? But this but is that you sometimes question yourself. Where you know your worth, you know how amazing you are, you believe in yourself, you're going after your dreams, you're building your amazing business, or you are a creator, or you're going after that dream career, whatever it is for you, you know you're a bad bitch. I know that. But at the same time, sometimes you question that. You question that because you can't be as disciplined with ease like everyone else is. And look, we're all guilty of comparing ourselves, right? And so the purpose of this episode is to help you see that you are nowhere near as lazy as you think you are. In fact, you're the complete opposite. And to show you how you can actually say to yourself and to anyone else that you are disciplined as fuck and not feel like you're faking it. Not feel like you're lying, to feel like you are fully standing in that with so much integrity. And I want to just start by explaining that everyone's brains work differently. And so a lot of that has to do with the way we developed. It has to do with whether you are neurodivergent or neurotypical. It has to do with whether you are burnt out or not. It has so many factors as to what can make someone's brain work differently, function differently to someone else. And so a lot of the common advice that you find out there is actually based on that, either that person's brain who's giving the advice, or if it's more sort of scientific, then that is actually not necessarily accurate to every single person. It only is scientific, so to speak, towards maybe 50% of the population. And you could be the other 50% of the population who are just like, that doesn't work for me. Like, hun, my brain don't work like that. And although you know that intuitively, although you know that there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach, we're only human, and it's easy to sit there and wonder, what the hell is wrong with my brain, man? Like, why can't I be that disciplined? And so this is not, the extreme toxic type of discipline that we're discussing. I'm all about the holistic, the healthy self-love or the healthy discipline, all the things that are healthy, okay? And I believe that the healthy way to be disciplined is that perfect bliss point and balance between being hard on yourself the right way so that you don't have to be hard on yourself the wrong way. It's having the balance of everything, you know? It's having the balance of creating that force, that resistance, so that you can get out of your comfort zone and grow, while at the exact same time not doing something so forced that it's going against your values. And so I want to begin by saying that discipline is self-love in action. I'm going to say that again. Discipline is self-love in action. Bring your ear closer, boo. Bring it to the speaker. If you got your headphones in, just like push it in a bit more. Discipline is self-love in action. And that's probably why you could be in some sort of a cycle of potentially shaming yourself. Oh my God, I can't even say potentially. That's another word. If you listen to some of my episodes, I tell you very openly that there are just some words I can't pronounce. And one of them is growth. I have like a lisp when I say growth. And now obviously the word potential, oh, there it is. Potential sometimes obviously is a tongue twister for me, but just, I was fine the second time. Cool. Thanks. anyway, having Self-love in action. Self-discipline is self-love in action. Welcome to my brain. And going back to what I said earlier is that we got to be hard on ourselves the right way so we're not hard on ourselves the wrong way. And being hard on ourselves the wrong way is when we put ourselves in those vicious cycles of doing well and then screwing up and then feeling lazy and then shaming ourselves, then comparing ourselves, starting again. You get my point. And that is caused from what I just said. It is usually caused from, you know, trying to overcompensate for possibly all the years that you were being too hard on yourself, and you've compensated subconsciously through being maybe a little bit too gentle on yourself. You know what I mean? Like too gentle on yourself to the point where it's like, again, too extreme of anything is not healthy, that you are not now afraid almost subconsciously to push yourself. And maybe that has the way that you have comforted yourself through this is to maybe pretend that you don't want to be that person who meditates, journals, goes for walks, goes to the gym, runs their business, makes their bed properly, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe you say that you don't want that, but maybe what you mean is you don't want it the way they're doing it because it doesn't feel right for you. And I'm here to remind you that your intuition's on point and that you should trust yourself. But the thing is, there is a way to actually have the best of both worlds. For you to trust yourself, be true to yourself, go and with what feels good for you while also being that person who, let's say for you, you want to be able to go to the gym more consistently, you want to post more consistently, or you want to show up in your business a bit more consistently, or you want to meditate every single day, you want to journal every single day, you want to read every single day. You can have it all. You can do all those things. And it doesn't have to feel like you're literally riding against a wave. It doesn't have to feel like that. But it's just really important that we understand but we need a balance, that if we're not hard on ourselves the right way, we will be hard on ourselves the wrong way. And being hard on ourselves the wrong way is being too gentle on yourself, because you are telling yourself you're not capable when you very well are. And so the first step I would say to actually step into your next level, right, is to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for feeling lazy. Forgive yourself for wanting to take 9 naps a day. Forgive yourself for feeling scattered. Forgive yourself for having mental fog. Forgive yourself. How do you forgive yourself? The way that I describe forgiveness as a practical thing that you can do is step one, tell yourself it's your intention to forgive yourself. Step two, admit and acknowledge that you're pissed off with yourself. That's it. When you set the intention and then just admit that you're pissed off with yourself, that is literally forgiveness in action. Because when you acknowledge that you're pissed off at yourself, that's self-honesty. You let go of resistance. The emotions get to be regulated. You're not fighting anymore. Your body gets to process. And so the next thing from here is to acknowledge what your identity and beliefs have been up until now. You know, has it been someone who it's like, nah, discipline isn't for me. I don't like that extreme. I like a more soft life, blah, blah, blah. Hey, having this, going through your soft girl era is fine. You can go through your soft girl era while also being disciplined your way. That's very well possible. But more so, have you been possibly lying to yourself so you don't feel so bad anymore? Where you said something on the lines of, you know, having a morning routine is not my thing, or it's not my thing to, walk every single day. It's not my thing. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want it to be your thing, then let's change that. And we change that by acknowledging the identity and the belief you've had up until now. Just being honest with yourself. This is not to shame yourself. This is just for self-love. Self-honesty is another form of self-love in action. And so from here, when you can acknowledge who you've been up until now, it's now time to change your identity and own it. sit on that throne of being the woman who claims that she's disciplined as fuck, because you have your version of that. I don't know what that is. All I know is being disciplined is doing the things that don't necessarily feel good in the moment, but make you feel amazing in the long term. It's the things that your future self is going to benefit from. Self-love in action, discipline. Because if we constantly just do what is easy, then our life will be harder. I forgot who said that quote, but it's amazing. You know, if you do what's easy, your life will be hard. If you do what's hard, your life will be easy. I live by that. When I heard that, it literally like jolted something in me. Like I felt like I was reborn. It felt like it penetrated my soul because it just spoke to me so much because I felt them. I felt those words, but that was like, it was like that quote put my intuition into English. And I was just like, yes, I get this. And maybe you resonate with that too. And so now that you have owned your new identity, you can expect for it to feel a little bit like a lie at the beginning. That's normal. But own it. Whenever a conversation comes up and there's an opportunity, take it. Bring it in, like just slip it in there. Yeah, I'm a very disciplined person. Own it. Claim it. Sit on that throne. You don't have to be the other version of you anymore. She served her purpose. Thank her. She's amazing. We needed to be that version of ourselves. We know that. Own this. And then from here, now that you've changed your identity, it's time to bring it into your lifestyle in a very, very smart way. Are you ready? A lot of the time, people think that getting into a rut or being unmotivated, undisciplined comes from not doing the big things in our lives. You know, maybe that people think it comes from, I don't know, canceling a gym membership or something, or something like something really wrong happening in your business, or, you know, a big fight with someone you love, like something big. But that's not where those things usually happen. It usually happens in the micro moments of our lives. I call that leaky energy, meaning it's those little moments where you start to give it less shit about yourself or something that you care about, such as, let's say you wake up in the morning, you make your bed, but you rush it and you don't tuck the sheets in. Or you go to the toilet, you start to stop replacing the toilet paper roll. Or you stop to bring your dirty cups of coffee back into the sink, into the kitchen. You just leave it in your office. You let it pile up. You stop taking out the office bin. You know, the little micro things. That's what causes someone to get into a rut, to lose momentum, to feel like they betrayed themselves. It's not the big things. The big things are actually just the result of, you know, those small things compounded over time. And so if that is the problem, if we were to reverse engineer it, that means that it's also the solution, that the micro movements to change your lifestyle isn't to blow up your whole life and change it in a really dramatic way, although it does create dramatic differences and effects. But the way that I'm suggesting for you to reclaim and redesign your disciplined bad bitch life for your next level is for you to start paying attention to your leaky energy in the micro moments of your life and clean it as you go. And you do this by, I'm hoping that what you can do as an action step at the end, after you listen to this episode, is to just write out every single thing that you would love to do if you felt like you were disciplined enough, because remember, you're disciplined now. That could be you want to read every day, walk every day, you want to have a green smoothie every day, I don't know, whatever it is for you. You want to like record the like 3 podcasts every Saturday night or something, I don't know. Who does it on Saturday night? Me? Nah, I do it on Sunday night. Anyway, whatever it is for you, like create your rules. That's going to be action step. I'm jumping ahead of myself. But anyway, there you go. That's your homework. But what I was saying is that when you create that list after today's episode, you're going to bring that into your life in those micro moments, but you got to do it by sort of like integrating it into what you already do. So like, let's use an example. So let's say you would love to be someone who wakes up at 5 a.m. You want to make your bed properly. You want to meditate and you want to go to the gym at like 6, 7 a.m. instead of like in the afternoon. Let's say like that's where your ideal version of discipline lives, okay? But let's say you wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock. You make your bed, but you rush it. You meditate once a week. Let's say that's like where you're at. How you would go about this is that when you wake up, like what you could do, so you're gone from, you. Let's say you wake up at 7:30, you want to wake up at 5 instead. Don't jump from 7:30 to 5. You know, that's not going to be a sustainable way to be disciplined. Being disciplined is just literally being able to just be uncomfortable, do something that you don't want to do in a healthy way. I would believe that unless it worked for you, that's the exception. But in general, if like I found like a lot of advice is like, wake up at 5 a.m. even if you've been waking up at 12 p.m. It's like, shut up. No, that's going to cause more harm than good, hun. Like, no, we both know that. So the best way to do this is you just wake up 15 minutes earlier every single day until you get to your goal. That's it. Easy. You don't even realize you're waking up earlier. Seriously, it's seriously so easy. So there's that. Let's say the other thing that we used in this example was that you wanted to go to the gym instead of in the afternoon. You want to do it in the morning. Same. Just literally find a way to go afterwards. After you waking up, sorry. Instead of going in the afternoon. And if you decided to go from 7:30 to waking up at 7:15 a.m., let's say you usually just go straight for the coffee, still have your coffee. But then after you have your coffee, instead of just getting straight into work or whatever, just the one shift, that micro shift is just go to the gym and go for 5 minutes. Don't pressure yourself to go for an hour. Just say to yourself, I'm just going for five minutes. Because the whole point here is just to show you that you can do it without making you feel like this, you know, overwhelming amounts of pressure. Anyway, you get my point. Bring it into your life. When it comes to making your bed, in the moment where you notice yourself tomorrow morning, when you're about to just rush it, I want you to slow down, breathe, enjoy it. Tuck the sheets in. I want you to notice those little things you do. Maybe when you're brushing your hair, you rush it because you have a lot of like emails you need to respond to. No, brush your hair and enjoy it, boo. Take your time. This is leaky energy. This is discipline. Believe it or not, remember, discipline is self-love in action. You deserve to brush your hair for 30 minutes long. I mean, 30 seconds longer, maybe not 30 minutes. I think that's going to be a bit, you know, too extreme. Might cause some dandruff problem maybe. I don't know. But like I'm saying, like if you want to brush yourself for your hair for another 30 seconds, go for it. Do it. Own it. Enjoy it. You deserve it. Your business or your dreams or your career, it's not going to fall apart. In fact, it's going to thrive more if its creator is happy. If you are happy. But I know this sounds really odd, but brushing your hair for 30 seconds longer, if that makes you happy, is discipline. It's disciplining yourself. It doesn't have to be boring. That's my point here. It's not supposed to be this thing that's torture. And that's what I would describe toxic discipline. And I see a lot of that. And it harmed me in the past. Maybe it's harmed you. Maybe that's why you don't like it. I don't know. Maybe you love discipline. I don't know. But what I do know is that there is a toxic way to do it and there's a healthy way to do it. My version of it is finding the balance of, like, once again, being, like, challenging yourself to do something that doesn't necessarily feel good in the moment, but you know your future self will thank you for it, while also allowing it to be fun in some way. And if it's not fun, at least it's not torturing you. So, you know, each step that you take throughout your day, be that between now and you going to bed and you waking up, notice yourself. The fact that we're having this conversation, you won't be able to unsee your leaky energy. You'll start to notice, fuck, I really do like these little things that I just, you know, I don't do that I sort of just throw off. and I just, you know, slack off a little bit. I cut corners. No. You deserve to take your time. And it's literally in the micro things in how you're going to shift this. And there's a way to do it no matter of your values, no matter what your needs are. Take your time with it. But there's a way to do it. But in the way that you are going to customize your way of being disciplined is being able to create the rules that you want to live your life by. And in this case, when I say rules, I'm referring to the discipline you want to have in your life. Be that being someone who meditates daily, walks daily, goes to the gym daily. These are rules. That's all it is. Rules are structure. Rules are just more practical. And rules aren't supposed to be this thing you follow 100% of the time. They sometimes are wrong, and that's okay. It's the whole goal, in my opinion, a truly proper disciplined person is someone who follows their own rules 85, 90% of the time and gives themselves permission and guilt-free happiness of being able to break it 10% of the time, 10, 15% of the time, whatever. Because someone who is disciplined 100% of the time, I assure you, either one or two things will happen from this. They will lose themselves, they will suck the joy out of their lives, or it will not be sustainable. They will burn out. But if you give yourself that 10 to 15% leeway, room for you not to do the thing, you will not only sustain this long term, but you will never feel like you're sucking the life out of your life or the joy out of your life. You'll feel like you are thriving. Your life will be more colorful, more enjoyable. That's what is to be expected with practicing healthy discipline, aka self-love in action. And so I feel like I could go on all day about discipline. It's one of my favorite things ever. But we're going to wrap up this episode by going over your action step. I'm going to give you a challenge. Oh my God, I just lost my voice. Squeeze me. And what that is what I kind of already slipped out like in the middle of this episode. But pretty much I'm going to explain it properly. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to grab a pen and paper, or you're going to journal, and you grab out your phone and you go in your notes app, whatever it is for you, the sooner the better, boo. But what you're going to do is you're going to write out all of the things that you would love to do and have in your day-to-day life and become. And how you're going to get this magic sheet, seriously, it's like a magic, is by asking yourself this question. If I was the most disciplined person in the world, what would I want to do every single day? /week, because I'm sure there are some things you just want to do weekly. Write it all down. Now, I don't want you to feel like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Like, how am I going to do this? Don't worry. This is just an exercise. Let out everything, even if it's like unrealistic. Don't worry about it. The goal here isn't to like follow that for Bible. The goal is to understand like what you have been fantasizing about, what you want for yourself. And when you've written this down, trust me, straight away you'll be able to feel when that list is done what you really don't really care for. So after you've written this list out, just sort of like edit it. If nothing's edited, cool. But if you remove one thing, even better. Just make it so that you dump it and then you just clean it up after you've dumped it. And then from here, I want you to pick one thing, one major thing, one tiny thing. For example, let's call a major thing you want to meditate every single day and you've been doing it for a week. We'll use that as a major thing. And then a tiny thing, a micro thing could be you want to actually tuck your bed sheet in. Like that's tiny, right? Or another tiny thing could be like you want to put like every time there's like dirty dishes in a room, you take it straight to the sink, or every time you leave a room, you always clean up and tidy up every single time, like whatever it is. But just pick one major, one minor. And when you do that, for the next 7 days, your challenge is to do exactly that. And I have a feeling I just changed the challenge. And if so, forgive me, use this one or follow your heart, whatever you think is better. But It's actually because I wrote two different ones and I wasn't sure which one I wanted to use. But anyway, we're going with this one. So for the next 7 days, you're going to do those two things. And for bonus points, if you want to do more than that, that's fine. Because the way that I've structured this system is that even if you wanted to do 10 things on that list, in this way, with this method, you can. You can because it's so micro. Like you could, if you wanted to read every day, walk every day, meditate every day, have really good, your bed is made perfectly, you want to do your hair every day. Let's say you had all those things you want to do. You could literally do that and then not be overwhelming because remember this method is to do it so micro, so tiny, in such a chilled way, in a way that works for you, that it doesn't have to be overwhelming. So for example, meditation doesn't have to be a 50-minute meditation. It can be a 2-minute meditation. You know, when it comes to reading, read one page, literally read one page a day. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have to be something so torturing, but for the sake of this challenge, I'm just saying one major, one minor. Remember that you are not lazy, even if you felt like it. And just know that you're not alone and that everyone is different and that a lot of the common advice out there, like if it doesn't work for you, doesn't mean that you're not disciplined or you can't be as disciplined or discipline isn't for you. It literally just means those people don't understand what they don't understand. And what they don't understand is that there are very different kinds of brains out there. And this method, in my opinion, that I've tried to perfect over 10 years so far in my own life, with my clients, with my students, it is so awesome. It works for all of them literally because it's customized to your needs, to each individual's needs. And to just remember that discipline really is just self-love in action, and that if we're not being hard on ourselves the right way, we're going to be hard on ourselves the wrong way. And being hard on ourselves the wrong way is being excessively gentle on ourselves to the point of self-betrayal. And that you've got this, and that I already know that you know how special and amazing you are, and that sometimes being so awesome and believing yourself sometimes can be a little bit exhausting, right? And so let me take off the pressure and be your hype girl and remind you that absolutely anything that you desire for yourself, it is fucking possible. You just gotta shift and allow yourself to grow and let go of old identities that no longer serve you so you can embody your next level. So much love, boo. Until next time, bye.